I have Bishop Charles Ellis III on the phone with me. And Bishop, y'all got something really big at Greater Grace Temple right now.
Randy, I appreciate you for having me on. And listen, it is huge. You know, it's been maybe a couple decades or more since Greater Grace has been involved in any kind of musical recording.
Yeah.
I believe my dad, 3 weeks before he passed, he did on Ty Scott label, The Blood and Cross Songs. And he did it at T. Garrett Benjamin's church there in Indianapolis. So it's been, 24 years since we've had any kind of recording. And we're excited about this one. And to have Crystal Rucker to be our lead on this new release, this single entitled Covered, is absolutely a match made in heaven, I feel.
It really is. It makes the top of my head just go explode, because not only do we have the big choir sound, which I know is making a comeback, but you got the big voice of Crystal Rucker, who is amazing.
Without a doubt. And we looked around the city of Detroit, and of course, you know, we've got some dynamic soprano, alto voices here in Detroit. Those who have reached the heights and the levels of Grammys and Stellars and Dove Awards and nominees for all three of those and others. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, we consider some of them. But then Minister of Music, Trigo Lloyd, who wrote the song with his wife, Crystal, he brought the name up, Crystal Rucker. And I said, wait a minute, Crystal Rucker. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I haven't kept up with Crystal. I don't know what Crystal is doing. I said, but Doc, she's got the voice.
She does.
Not just the voice. She's got the anointing. She's got the presentation. And I said, man, call her and see if we can get her to sing the lead on this new single, Covered. And when she heard it, she loved it, and she got right on board. And I tell you, I again feel like it's a match made in heaven.
Covered by the blood. Oh, covered by the blood.
I'm on the phone with Bishop Charles H. Ellis III, and the name of the song is Covered, featuring Crystal Rucker. And tell me why you think it was so important to get a song like this released after so long.
Well, our Minister of Music, Derico Lloyd, came to me and brought the song and the vision and the idea. And I will tell you, you know, seeing that we were in the midst of a pandemic, I thought what a blessing it would be if we could put out something musical that would calm people, that would soothe them, and just put them in a place of peace and tranquility in the midst of so much danger and jeopardy. And I will tell you, this song is the one to know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. That does not mean that we don't have to do some things. You know, the children of Israel, they had to stay in the house. They had to put the blood on the doorpost.
Yeah.
And they had to go through the rituals of what they ate that night, the Passover feast. But yet and still, it was the blood that covered them. And in this pandemic, hey, we need to do some things. We need to mask up, keep our social distancing, and make sure that we're not putting anybody with negligence in harm's way. But it's the blood of Jesus that's going to keep us covered during this time of jeopardy.
Amen and amen. You know, I equated it to the same thing when we first started with this pandemic. It's almost like seeing the Ten Commandments on television, what's going on right now. And you're right, we definitely need to have something that we can cling to. And I think that this is a perfect song just for that.
Absolutely. And again, you know, while it was written for this season, I believe it goes beyond this season. You know, there are all kinds of jeopardies and things of danger in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the wickedness is all over the place.
Right.
And evil is ever present. So I believe this song is not just for this season, and it is for this season, but it will last long beyond this time.
Absolutely. It definitely will. And Rico, oh my goodness. He did his thing.
He outdid himself. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And certainly iTunes, other musical downloads. Then listen, however you download your music, we got three different versions. Randy, we've got a radio version because you all like songs to be in this certain time frame. We also have a musical version. So it's a track so that people can sing to it. So lead solos can sing to it. Choirs, praise teams can sing to it.
That's good.
As well as I'm featured on the front of the long version. And I just give, you know, a 30-second, you know, word of exhortation to try to set the atmosphere for the song. And I'm telling you, under $2, download all three of them. Help us out. Support us.
Yeah.
We know you're going to be blessed by it.
Absolutely.
So you'll be blessing and helping support us as well.
I love the artwork on it. And it says Bishop Charles H. Ellis III presents. And it's very historic that you all have gone back to your roots, so to speak, and put out such a great project. I truly appreciate your time. You know I do.
Thank you so kindly. And I know your time is valuable. And thank you for sharing this time with us on today.